Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Local business operators are assessing the damage to their shops after a deadly suicide blast in Kabul. Muhammad Ayaz is a shopkeeper nearby. He says whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. He says Muslims would never do this. He says he was there and there were lots of people killed and wounded. The death toll so far has risen to 95 with 163 wounded, the Taliban claiming responsibility. And a spokesman for the insurgent group said the target was a crowd of personnel with the Afghan security forces. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be sending his special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, to a Russian-hosted meeting in Sochi tomorrow. De Mistura read the Russian statement, which persuaded the Secretary General to participate in the so-called Black Sea Peace Congress.
I took note of the statement by the Russian Federation that the outcome of the Congress would be brought to Geneva as a contribution to the intra-Syrian talks process under the auspices of the UN.
Critics of the Sochi Congress accuse Russia of trying to hijack the Syrian peace process in favor of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, says his people will not be frightened by the barbaric attacks after unidentified gunmen killed at least 14 soldiers in an assault on a military camp. Mali recently marked the five-year anniversary of the French military mission to oust Islamic extremists. This is VOA News. Refugees, Muslims, and their supporters gathered at the White House on Saturday, where they protested against the President Trump's travel ban from mostly Muslim nations. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has a report.
No more wars, no more fear. Refugees are welcome here.
Solidarity rang loud and clear in front of the White House on Saturday as about 100 people protested against President Donald Trump's travel ban. The policy blocks entry into the U.S. of people from six Muslim-majority countries, Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. The rally marked the first anniversary of Trump's first attempt to launch the policy, which he has said is critical to national security.
Justice!
His executive action sparked chaos at airports across the country. Legal challenges later prompted several revisions, with his third version due to go before the U.S. Supreme Court in April.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino. Turkey says Washington has pledged to stop giving weapons to the YPG Kurdish forces in Syria, who have helped fight the Islamic State. Relations between Ankara and Washington have been strained by Turkey's offensive against the YPG and the U.S. support of the group. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group. During the State of the Union speech on Tuesday night, President Trump will discuss a number of subjects, including North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, and the U.S. economy. Analysts have diverse expectations for that speech. Morton Blackwell is a member of the president's Republican Party.
I'm confident things are going to turn around in terms of the poll with respect to the Republican versus Democrats. I think the president's popularity is going to go up.
Mr. Trump also faces a sharply divided country, according to Democrat Jim Kessler.
These speeches give you a bit of time to get, you know, reintroduce yourself to voters. A lot of voters have made up their mind about him, though.
VOA will be providing complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 1 hour 45 Universal Time. Other news, Cape Town, South Africa has been scrambling to avoid being left without water. The city has been hit by three consecutive years of drought. Christine Colvin is a senior manager for World Wildlife Fund's freshwater program in South Africa.
We're collaborating with a range of different experts who can give us the best advice. So far, we've been saying to people, make sure you've got an emergency store of drinking water at home. Have at least 10 liters of bottled drinking water per person in your household.
Cape Town officials say they have run at the point now where they might turn off the taps for combined water storage level if the dams falls below 13.5%. It's the dreaded day arrives. Residents will have to go to collection points to get 25 liters of water.
That's the latest world news from VOA.